Welcome to Discover Indie Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and I've got filmmaker Jessica Liu with me. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
All right, Jessica is with me. We just recorded an interview, which is the podcast before this one, where she talks all about her film, Prom Time. Prom Time with an exclamation point, by the way. And if you want to watch Prom Time, and you should, go to Amazon Prime Video because it's in the Discover Indie Film TV series. Go to Prime Video, search for Discover Indie Film, and you'll see Prom Time in Season 3, Episode 9. That TV series is an anthology of all the films handpicked from the festival circuit, so you'll just see lots of great shorts. But this podcast is putting Jessica on the spot to answer the four questions, which are favorite films, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a lesser-known film that people should seek out. And it's kind of fun because we get to find out what inspires this filmmaker in front of me. And so I won't keep talking. Jessica, feel free to answer the first one, which is favorites.
I mean, it's definitely a tough question because I think I'm one of those people that just has a terrible memory. But I would say some recent favorites that I can mention. I definitely really enjoyed Sorry to Bother You, as well as Brittany Runs a Marathon. That was a really, really fun movie, and also a bit dark in a great way, which I think is something that I enjoy.
I really, you know what? I didn't get to see Brittany Runs a Marathon, and I love that lead actress. Mm-hmm. But every time I see her, I think she's so funny.
Oh, yeah. One of the great things about that film is that a lot of, like, comedic actors were placed in more dramatic roles.
And Sorry to Bother You is a great film, mm-hmm. for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a third you want to throw out?
I also enjoy Songs My Brothers Taught Me by Chloe Zhao. It was actually the first film of hers I saw, and I really loved that. You know, once again, she used, like, a lot of non-actors, and it was taking place on a Native American reservation about the youth there, which is really great to just see that, like, very cinema verite type of feel.
I've had a lot of people come on the podcast since she won the Oscar and say, I love her earlier films a lot more.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got a great voice. Great voice. And I love your list. Certainly all underrepresented communities on that list, mm-hmm. which is great. All right. We can jump to question two, which is something that's underrated.
Underrated. Well, I mean, I definitely would say any indie film, especially truly independent ones. But I guess if I must name some titles, I like the movie Ingrid Goes West. That was just such an amazing, fun ride. Once again, very funny. It, you know, definitely makes fun of L.A. in the best way, like the influencer side of L.A., I would say. And it gets very, very dark at the end, which...
Interesting. Yeah. Well, it sounds like something I actually haven't heard of it.
Oh, it's actually starring Audrey Plaza. It's a really great film, I would say. You would have a lot of fun watching it.
I love Aubrey Plaza, so mm-hmm. wonderful. Okay, well, that even could have been your answer for number four, a lesser-known people should seek out.
Right.
But I'll still be asking you for a lesser-known to seek out. Well, that's a great one, and I appreciate you saying truly indie films, because mm-hmm. Lord knows the art house cinemas are now full of bigger films mm-hmm. with bigger actors.
Right.
And even... you know, Sundance Channel.
Right.
Not a lot of indies on mm-hmm. there anymore.
That's true. Indie means a different thing sometimes. But yeah, like truly indie ones without, like, you know, a huge budget or anything. It's always fun to watch. Like, I really enjoy watching, you know, shorts from festivals or, I guess, like, low budget feature sometimes, because that really shows you something fresh and unique. And just, it's really cool to see what people can do when they have to be a bit more creative.
Yeah, for sure. And not having money just means you have to come up with creative ways to get around that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, question three is a film that's overrated. Although I already know your answer.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll say The Godfather. Oh, now I'm canceled.
Just no, you're not. In fact, I support that. I happen to love Godfather. Sometimes my overrated is Godfather 2. Because I've heard people say, oh, it's even better than the first. I'm like, are you kidding? Godfather 2 is... But anyway, yeah. Yeah, it probably doesn't speak to you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like, as you mentioned, it's not saying that it's a bad film. Because films are for, you know, various people. Everyone enjoys different things. But it just may be a little too over talked about, you know.
And maybe I shouldn't say this, but it's probably like... such a white male fantasy, The Godfather, to be like a crime boss, you know? So, so calling it overrated, I've said it probably too many times. It's a good film. It's just so many people say it's the best thing ever made. Mm-hmm. You can't be a filmmaker until you've seen The Godfather.
Right.
And I'm like, really? I can name a lot of films that are more innovative and more... interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's all subjective. I think that's what also made me kind of feel a bit self-conscious as a filmmaker sometimes, because to be honest, I haven't seen most of the quote-unquote classics. I just watch things that interest me. But I think that's why, you know, the filmmaking community can be a bit diverse, even in the sense of taste, like to just not judge people by their taste. And it's, you know, like everything else, like a different ice cream flavor or something. Everyone likes different things, and that's fine, you know?
I agree 100%. And that's why the questions are kind of fun. And yeah, there is no right or wrong answer. Mm-hmm. There really isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'll also say Star Wars. Okay, I'm just making enemies now.
You are making enemies, although it's there was a guy who made a wonderful documentary, and it was in the first ever, I think the first ever Sherman Oaks Film Festival in 2016. And when he did the podcast, he said, overrated, Star Wars. And I go, which one? And he said, all of them.
That's funny. Fair enough.
Why not? You know, we need to take down these icons of the 70s anyway.
Right. We need new icons.
Lucas and Coppola, please. You know, what have they done for us? But, well, the last one is a lesser known film that people should seek out.
I mean, there's definitely a lot. I really enjoyed the movie. I think it came out in 2019 or 2020, Come As You Are, by Rich Wong. And it's a hilarious movie. It really reminded me of those like buddy adventure movies in the early 2000s. And it's basically about a bunch of guys who are disabled in various ways, seeking to lose their virginities, even though they're like in their 40s and up. And they travel cross country, hiring a nurse to drive them to a brothel in Canada.
I think I heard of it. Yeah, I haven't seen it, so I thank you for recommending it.
Oh yeah, you gotta watch it. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, I noticed a theme in some of your you love a coming of age film where someone is, you know, whether it was super bad or whatever. Mm-hmm. I bet you liked Booksmart.
Oh, that was pretty good. I actually liked Plan B a bit more than Booksmart.
I don't know Plan B. I guess I'll look up Plan B.
Plan B was so good. It's basically with the same producers as Harold and Kumar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
They know how to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I'm waiting. Not that you needed to do it, but one of these days, someone's top three favorite films of all time, there's going to be a Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. That's got to be somebody's.
That's a fun one.
If someone was honest, they'd admit... They love right. that way more than they love The Godfather.
Right. I mean, we want to look, you know, like fine filmmakers. But
yeah, everyone wants to look smart. But yeah. The truth is, yesterday someone mentioned Hamburger, the movie, which is one of the silliest 80s movies ever mentioned. So
Haven't heard of that one. I got to check it out.
I think it might have been direct to video in like the late 80s. So no reason to Know it. All right. Well, that was fun. Thank you for answering those. If you have any more comments on any of them, feel free. I don't want to cut you off.
I mean, that's all I can think of for now. I'm sure there will be a lot of angry comments, and I'm ready for them.
Well, I turn comments off.
Okay.
But I don't know if this is the exact moment to share your Instagram so people can go jump onto Instagram and send you a message. But you know what? I guarantee that we did it once a couple of years ago where we had a gathering of the filmmakers who live in the LA area who've mm-hmm. done the podcast. And we just all met when you could. We met at a Mexican restaurant and people sipped margaritas and chatted with each other.
Oh, that's fun.
And I guarantee if we put a sign over your head that said, "Name Star Wars as overrated," more people would come up to you and say, "Of course it is."
Oh, really?
Then, yeah, I mean, there would be the fanboys, but even a Star Wars fanboy knows that the franchise has taken a lot of bad turns.
Right.
And particularly, you live in the world where you saw Star Wars as a whole, right? Mm-hmm. The prequels came out when you were still quite young, or?
Right, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I saw Star Wars in 1977 in the theater when there was just one movie called Star Wars. Mm-hmm. You know, that's different,
right,
I think.
That makes sense. I mean, I think I've known it more as like a merchandising franchise at this point.
Yeah, they hadn't even figured out in 77. Like, merchandise was just coming out. Yeah, now it's obvious that they make the films to sell toys.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I actually heard that. I think George Lucas said that once.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he has a right. He has a right.
Well,
all have a right
to
make money.
Yeah, nothing wrong with living the good life.
Nothing wrong at all. I believe he's a nice man. Probably he's adopted a lot of kids. So good for him.
Wow. Oh, that's really cool. That's one of my goals one day.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, I guess I'll wrap this up with the websites and handles. But do you want to share yours?
Sure. My website is thejessicaliu.com, and my Instagram is Jessica J. Liu.
Excellent. And you can go on there and tell her you agree with her. Only go on there if you agree with her about Star Wars and The Godfather.
It's okay if you disagree.
It is okay. It's always good to disagree. I love when people disagree and they just don't take it personally, because that's how we should be, right? That's
right.
One of the problems with our culture is people, of course, disagreeing. I won't bring up politics, but obviously there's some disagreements that are harder to get over than others.
Right.
But
the internet trolls and things.
Oh, boy, the trolls. All right, well, let me mention, I'll mention the Discover Indie Film TV series again, where you can see Jessica's film, Promtime. That's just go to Amazon Prime Video, search for Discover Indie Film, and you can see Jessica's film, Promtime, in Season 3, Episode 9. That TV series is an anthology of the best short films handpicked from the festival circuit. I think I forgot to mention this last time, but please give the series 5 stars. Give this podcast 5 stars. I think the saying is subscribe and review, or subscribe and rate. So subscribe to it. Give it 5 stars. Be a nice person. It's a kindness to give 5 stars to someone you hardly know and don't care about. And kindness is a good thing. If you want to learn more about the podcast and the TV series, you can at discoverindiefilm.com. And the social media handle for that is at DIFWINS. And I don't know if we mentioned the film festival, but I first saw Promtime because I programmed the Sherman Oaks Film Festival, which featured Promtime in 2019. And you can learn about that festival that we hold every November if you go to ShermanOaksFF.com. And on social media, it's at ShermanOaksFF. And there is a sister festival called Film Invasion Los Angeles, and that's every June. And you can learn about it if you go to FilmInvasionLA.com. And on social media, it's at FilmInvasionLA. Whew, I got that done. All right. Thank you, Jessica, for coming in.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
And thank you, everyone, for listening.